This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
We are back. We take you, of course, for a few more minutes, actually, because we're headed down the home stretch.
I can't believe we're halfway through the fourth hour.
No, we're past halfway. There's only 20 minutes left. We're two-thirds already through the...
This is crazy, man.
Yeah, yes, yes. What's it called? Let me see here.
I'll tell you, I'm seriously thinking about trying that Mission Barbecue down there.
Okay.
Have you done that before?
The what?
The Mission Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the... No,
that place is really good, I hear. I've never been to Mission Barbecue, but everybody tells... No, actually, that's not true. We had Mission Barbecue brought to an event, and they did a really good job. I forgot what event it was, but I remember that it was Mission, and they did a really good job. So you will...
My buddy was telling me, he was over in St. Pete, and he was telling me about having Mission Bar. I mean, I'm like, man, that's right down from Canes. We're like, what? And he, I got to give it a shot.
Yeah, it's a hell of a place, man. It's a hell of a place. Remember, folks, to give us the thumbs up when you're watching the broadcast. Share the link with folks of the YouTube link. Share it to, you know, on a text, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Spread the word. Spread the love. Tell them that we're out there. We didn't really get too much into the baseball talk, which I thought was kind of crazy. I don't know if I want to get into the baseball talk. Maybe we'll leave it for tomorrow, and we'll go after some of the. I mean, the commissioner today was just a. I mean, or yesterday was doing a backpedaling like no other, man. I got to tell you that was funny.
At the rate that this is going on, man, you know there's going to be like new five or six new sound bites.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean. Definitely. So we'll get into it tomorrow. I'll give you my piece on that. Panthers and Ducks tonight at 10 o'clock. We'll see if the Panthers can get another win. They won the other night. Doesn't mean really anything. They got to win a lot to start getting out of this funk. The Heat, by the way, we finally get basketball back tomorrow night on Thursday. As they wrap up their road trip, this long-ass road trip that had a week in between in Atlanta. It was a West Coast trip, but they were finishing their road trip in the East with the Hawks. So that'll be at 7:30. We got all of that going on. What else do we have here on the program that I wanted to talk about? Oh, Tyson Fury and Deontay. Are you guys going to watch that? Because it's kind of intriguing, I think, because Fury is a showman, and he knows how to play the crowd, and he's a character. I mean, we've seen him sing on in the ring after a fight. You know, this is a guy that is wired like very few, and then Deontay Wilder is this intense freak that has hammers for hands, and I'm sure most of you saw any of the shows or, you know, I watched Max Unboxing yesterday and watched the packages that they have for all these fights. And I watched that fight anyway. And when Fury got up, that was one hell of a moment. And that's where this fight gets intriguing. You know, and Wilder knows that the next time he's got to finish the dude off because he got up and that was a problem for him from there on out. And one guy's a boxer, the other guy's more of a puncher, you know. And so we have styles make fights. And now Tyson is talking about kind of changing his style and going aggressively after Wilder and predicting even a knockout in the second round. Now, again, this could be all show, right? And Wilder could be, hey, you know what? I got to be focused this time around. Fury apparently changed his diet and he's not drinking and he's like in the best shape he's ever been and all that good stuff. We'll find. He's an awkward guy. Awkward kind of fighter, and the way he kind of approaches things, it's not normal. You know, he's not a traditional fighter, whereas Wilder has traditional in him as a traditional puncher. You know what I'm saying? But this is going to be a pretty cool fight, I think.
If it's anything like the first one, man, going to be a hell of a fight.
Yeah, yeah. And listen,
it was a really fun fight to watch that first one.
And we haven't had a lot of these at this weight class. I mean, for you young people, you rarely ever see it at all.
They never had one.
Yeah, no. I mean, give me a
break. Last good ones were what? Holyfield, Bo? Is that how far back we got to go?
I'll go Lennox Lewis and Holyfield.
Okay.
Not even Bo. Bo is kind of a...
Not even Bo, huh?
Yeah, Bo's kind of a flash-in-the-pan guy. I don't really take him that serious. You know, he had his moment, and then he was gone. It's like, you know, he had his short success, and then he was gone the next day.
Brother, we're talking almost 30 years ago.
No, I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible, bro.
Supposed to be the premier weight class in boxing, and it's been non-existent.
We don't develop centers anymore. You know, it's just the way it is. It's, things have evolved. And I'll tell you what Bob Arum told me, I want to say about 14 years ago. We were having dinner in Vegas, and I had the pleasure and the honor of being able to sit physically next to Bob Arum for this dinner.
That's super cool, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course. Can you imagine a historian like that?
All time, yeah.
Right,
wow.
So I get to talk to him, and we talked about the heavyweights. And he looked at me, and he goes, you know what's wrong with the heavyweights? And I go, no, what's wrong? And he goes, they're playing power forward in the NBA. They're middle linebackers in the NFL. They're defensive ends in the NFL. They're power forwards. That's the problem. You see Frank Thomas, that should have been a heavyweight. And that's what he tells you. And it's hard to argue with that. That those athletes chose another, those big, strong athletes chose another profession that maybe they thought was safer, could make them more money, is more in the spotlight than the heavyweight boxing weight class. And by the way,
it totally makes sense.
It does, because there's only one heavyweight champ, right? And maybe a contender or two, and then nobody else is really making that big time money. Whereas there are 30 power forwards in the NBA making money. And there are, you know, 30 cleanup hitters that are making money in Major League Baseball. And there's 32 defensive ends making money. Actually, 64 defensive ends making money in the NFL that could have been boxers. Could have been heavyweight boxers. How many outside linebackers? You know what I mean? Hard to argue with any of that he's saying. And I sat back and I thought about it. And I go, wow. And he goes, every time I see Karl Malone, I think about what could have been in the heavyweight class. You know, he tells me things like that. And it's hard to argue that. Because those athletes disappeared in that weight class. And you're like, where did they go? Because they stayed in the middle. They stayed in the welter. They stayed in lightweight. But what the hell happened to the heavyweights? So, yeah. There you go. That's your heavyweight dilemma by a guy that might know a little some about that in Bob Arum. Interesting. But I am looking forward to the Tyson Fury-Deontay Wilder fight. I think that one is one of those kind of fights that as a fan, you especially in that weight class, you don't get a lot of you don't get a lot of those fights. So you want to enjoy the few that you do get. And that's definitely one of them. No doubt about that. 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in. Yes.
John and Nico have exactly 13 minutes to show up.
Nico said he was slacking. Let's see. We got a viewer called Limousine Girl. All right. A new one on this chat board. I have not seen Limousine Girl. And Limousine Girl looks like she's a trip. Daniel Amendor says, how about going after these free agents? Brandon Scherff, Jack Conklin, Connor McGovern, the center. What are your thoughts? Young guys, yes. Like that, yes, Amador. I would definitely go after that if I'm the Dolphins. No doubt. Let's see. What else do we have here? Danny Carey of Tool, my favorite drummer. Dude is amazing. He's a hell of a drummer, too. I mean, but that's the thing about drummers. Portnoy. Portnoy's a hell of a drummer. From Dream Theater? I mean, give me a break. That guy's as good as anybody out there. But it's just one of those things. It's very subjective. Can someone block this Limousine Girl? Why? What is Limousine Girl doing? Let's see. The plop was so intense, the water splashed back up my ass cheeks. Okay? They call that a poisonous kiss. At my sister's wedding, I was so drunk, I was vomiting and essing at the same time. Okay, Limousine Girl is very interesting on our chat board. Did you ever fart in the bathtub? Limousine Girl's asking. Bloop, bloop.
Oh, that's Mr. Bubbles from Eddie Murphy said,
Eddie
you
Murphy.
Know. Yeah.
The jacuzzi, right?
Trading Places. I see, you know, if we want a jacuzzi in the bathtub when we were kids, we had to do Mr. Bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
A little fart in the bathtub.
NFLPFS, whatever playback says, so you buy season pass and sell season single tickets. Expensive. Sounds like a deal and good money. That's actually very smart on your part. You buy the season tickets. It's already sold out. So you can sell the single game tickets and make a little money.
It's what most people do, man.
Yep.
Hurricane tickets, season tickets.
Oh, yeah.
The Florida State game, they sell that ticket and they go to the other games. Miami Heat, another one, man. The big guys come in town, you know, buy the packet, sell like five or six of the tickets and it pays for the majority of the season.
Josh is asking, Big O, are you ready for this weekend? I am. Is there something I don't know about this weekend that I'm supposed to know about? Something special happening this weekend? I know I'm on Sirius 3 to 7 on Sunday. I'm on tomorrow night also on Sirius, by the way.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, why? Something going on?
Yeah. We got a double dip on Friday, man. Your voice is already...
No, tomorrow's Thursday.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, you got shows tomorrow, and then you're... Friday, we got a double hit.
Yes.
Are you going to try to take on a serious show on Friday night,
no,
man?
No.
Come on, man. No,
they offered it.
They
they offered it.
And you turned them down.
I told them, dude, don't offer me Fridays anymore. I do two shows on Friday.
No, I cannot do three shows
anymore. I did that once, and I think that's why my voice is like this.
It's never recovered
I have not recovered from three shows in one day. And I don't really break. It's not like I take, you know, 3-4 days off.
No.
I don't. I'm back tomorrow again. So, yeah. Ramona K is saying, any word of Brady still going to Miami? Want to hear your opinions. Ramona, don't believe that, sweetie. Okay? That's all silliness. That's never going to happen. Okay? That's not true. Miami would never bring in Tom Brady. They don't need him right now. They're rebuilding. Tom Brady coming here would be an absolute waste. So, don't waste your time on that, Ramona. Don't believe the people that are talking about that, writing about, they don't know anything. They're just writing crap to fill space. Josh says, in and out sound, Big O. Really?
Oh.
It might be your internet. Not sure.
No, it's us because I could see it,
oh, it did?
clicking. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, bro.
It's the Wi-Fi.
All right. Ramona says, draft a quarterback, sign Brady, let the rookie learn from the best. Nah, that's not going to happen, Ramona. I think the phone owner just said that they were not going to throw up smoke screens. Okay, I don't know what that means. Oh, if I'm ready for a Wade weekend. Oh, because this is the 3-day celebration. Okay, yes, I am. My bad.
There's a lot of people around the country, like, giving us a bunch of crap about the fact that we're celebrating Wade for a whole weekend. And it's like,
well, he's our guy, bro. Three championships.
Thank you.
Screw that. Screw them. Like I said in the first hour, in the first opening segment, you're going to have the haters and the naysayers. You can't let them, those people bring you down. You can't let those people dictate what you do in life. Ramona says, what do you guys think? Oh, no. Again, I already answered that, Ramona. Dougie Fresh, oh, I like the Brady leaving Pats news. Now we don't have to hear about him being over 40. Hey, bro, if he wants to leave New England, go for it. I didn't think it would happen. If it's going to happen, then he's going to take what? He's going to take Ryan Tannehill's job in Tennessee?
Go take Garoppolo's job. You talked about the way they could work the money and this and that, and it's not such a bad cap hit the way they wrote that contract.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
But Garoppolo's young, so you're building on that. Ryan Tannehill never will be a franchise guy, so you're better off that. I saw Primus and Bella Fleck play Washington Square in South Beach in the early 90s. Nice. Nice. That is very good. Sad that they won't be able to bring up one of the best Kiss guitarists in Mark St. John. The late Mark St. John, right? Is that what you're saying? Or Eric Carr will not be able to be there either because we lost Eric Carr. Yeah, we've lost a couple of Kiss members from back in the day. All right, it is time to wrap it up here on the show live from Caneswear, which, by the way, here at Caneswear, I got to show you some stuff here at Caneswear. They've got 3D Orange Bowl coasters. Is this a talking point or what? Huh? How cool is that? 3D. So it's like, it's. I'm telling you, it's 3D. It sinks in. It's the whole stadium. And they've got a large size one that you can put in your sports room, but check it out, man. 3D coasters of the Orange Bowl. How about that?
Like I said earlier, I hate this place.
It's like it's endless the amount of things that you would want in this place.
It's just sick.
I bought this shirt for the Inter Miami game last week. This is a sweet shirt. They've got them here. The jerseys come out next week. But if you want a killer shirt, look at that. That thing this thing is a beauty.
There we go. It's a good looking shirt. No
I keep
doubt.
Forgetting that I can talk through the shirt here. See? It's a beautiful thing.
It's the best look everybody's had out there in YouTube land day, right?
No doubt. I finally look good on camera. This is the best way I can look on camera right here. And they've got a couple different kinds of shirts. He bought a white one that's really cool. It's got the logo and it says Miami.
Be honest, man. You got that for me, man.
Well, whatever.
Did good. You did really good,
it's
brother.
It's a dry fit, and it was really, really cool. It looked really comfortable.
Oh, super.
Right?
Like Brett had warned, it runs a size small, so the double X was perfect for my extra
XL.
Large. It was
perfect. Yeah, if you buy the white one, okay, buy it one size bigger. Oh, John is here with the check, too, so we can build the studios. So if you buy the white one, buy it one size bigger when you come out here. What's up, Johnny? You doing all right? Good to see you,
So
baby.
The only slacker
Where's
today
the big check?
Is Nico.
Yeah, Nico, you're slacking. What are you doing,
John
working?
Made the appearance.
What are you trying to do, work, Nico? Huh? Anyway, we got to wrap it up. I got to get out of here. I got to get down to Coral Gables for a couple of meetings.
You're going
to
go have cassolas.
Yes, after. I am going to have a slice. Just a slice. That's all. You would have three or four.
No, I'd have two or three because it's like six.
Yeah,
it's two.
And I always got to tell them to get that one slice and slice it into like three slices because it's so damn big.
It's like one third of a pizza.
And then the best part about cassolas is that while you're waiting for your food, you're picking on little pieces of pizza that they bring out for free, which is awesome. All right, we thank Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Dalton Del Don, Yahoo Fantasy writer, Michelle Kaufman, of course, from the Miami Herald, We thank, of course, John and Bill, as always, getting it done. Without Bill, without John, we'd be completely lost. And, of course, without John Rouse here and his big check to build our studio, that we definitely would be.
Studio on the way. Compliments of John.
Phones and everything, thanks to John Rouse here. Okay? We thank all of you, of course, for keeping it locked like you do every single day. We love you.
Thank you all.
Even one of our new followers here, Limousine Girl, who looks a little risque on the chat board.
Nothing wrong with that.
Ramona K comes in nice and calm and cool, and Limousine Girl comes in like a ball of fire. You gotta love it.
Variety, brother.
The ladies are chiming in.
Variety is the spice of life.
Did I see Lakeisha? Did Lakeisha chime in? Did we get Lakeisha today?
You never mentioned Lakeisha today.
I don't know if I saw Lakeisha today. Damn.
We're missing you, Lakeisha.
Yeah. We miss you, Lakeisha. All right, you guys be good out there. Don't forget to give us the thumbs up. Share the link. Share it with everybody. Tell them about the SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, all that Google stuff.
We'll talk to you tomorrow from Toyota of Hollywood.
Yes, Toyota of Hollywood. We thank Brett and all the amazing people out here at Caneswear every single month broadcasting. We love you out there. Be good.
Have a good one, guys and girls. This is the Big O Show.